大家好，我是强哥。
Jack 最近很社会呀。
哪里哪里。
社会我强哥。Quick test. How do you pronounce this number?
Oh, okay. 987,654,321.
Wow, how about say this number in Chinese?
我一点点难。
没事，你 try.
九百六十五万四千四七，对吧？
四千三百二十一。对，我们刚刚讲的这个数字呢，就是9,87,654,321。
非常好。
好，在读了一长串数字之后，开始我们今天的早安英文。我是木木。今天呢，我和 Jack 要带着大家聊聊数字。如果大家想要收看这期节目的完整版笔记，欢迎大家在微信或是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。
Yes, so today we are going to be talking about numbers.
没错，就是我想问一下，当我们遇到 large numbers like the number I asked you at the start of our podcast、what should we take notice of when we see this kind of large numbers?
Well, we say large numbers by listing the numbers in order of size、biggest first and then so onSo when reading a single number, all the number labels should be singular.
没错，就是我们在说大数字的时候呢，这个单位我们一定要注意了，一定是单数。For example, 10,400 is 10,400, but not 10,400.
Yeah, exactly.
一定要注意，就是不要加了这个 s, 是单数。
So generally, in British English, we usually connect large numbers with double or single digit figures with、and. But in American English, and is not used.
Yeah, I just noticed the difference.
Yeah, me too, actually. It's strange.
就是刚刚 Jack 说了一个不同点啊，在英式英语当中呢，这个百位数和十位数之间，这个 double or single digit figures withand, 要加上一个 and,、但是在美式当中就没有这个用法。
So for example, the number
345,
yeah, 345 is、in British English,、345.
We also will add and.、
Yeah, so 345.
Yes, but in American way, we'll say 345.
Yeah, strange way, strange way.
Oh, speaking of numbers, you must miss...a lot, your favorite subject, math, do you?
Ha 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 ha, definitely not. 我非常不喜欢。
对， Jack 最讨厌的科目就是数学了。我知道，英国人的数学都不好。
No, just me, just me.
Okay, okay.
Alright, okay, so let's review what we learned in class then. Come on.
Okay, 回到我们的小学初中课堂。The first, we're going to talk about some commonly used number units.
Yeah, of course. So, first of all, we have...100.
这最简单的一个了，就是百，比如说100块。
对，100块钱。
100 RMB.
Next, we have 1,000.
1,000, 啊，注意这个咬舌音 1,000. 第三个呢？
Million.
Million. 比如说 my hometown has 6 million people. How about yours?
My hometown has 200,000 people. 非常小。
非常少的人。Okay, what about the next one?
Okay.Billion.
Billion, 就是十亿。Okay, the population of China is about 1.3 billion. 有13亿人口。How about England?
Oh, England is 60... No, England is 50 million.
50 million. Oh, 50 million.
Yeah, sounds like a competition now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like competition, but I win.
Well, how many times has the Chinese football team qualified for 世界杯?
Let's change to another topic. 其实在这个英文当中的数字很好读，就是三个三个一读，比如说1,243,456,789，就1,2,3,4,5,6,7,8,9分三个等级来读。看到这种大数字的时候呢，前三位就是 million， 就是 123 million， 对吧？
Yeah.
然后是 400, 5, 6,000， 最后三个数字就比较简单了，就百位数 789. Also difficult to pronounce it.
Okay, so how to pronounce fractions?
Well, it's another problem, especially the large fractions. So hard to pronounce.
Yeah. Well, basically, there are three ways to pronounce a fraction. Okay, so let's take 三分之二。
对，三分之二。
三分之二，对。As an example, how do you usually say it?
I'll say two-thirds. Two-thirds.
Yeah, exactly. So 2/3. And 2/3, all fine.
都可以，对吧？
Yeah, all fine. So over is used in a more casual manner.Or for larger and more complex numbers.
哦，长姿势了。其实我们在说分数的时候是有三种方式去读的。比如说刚刚 Jack 提到的三分之二，有三种方式。第一个就是我们经常用到的 two-thirds，直接在 third 后面加上一个 s， 如果是分母的话。
Yes, two-thirds.
好，还可以说 2/3。2/3, 这个地方的3呢就是它的分母 ,2 就是分子。然后呢 2/3,、
yeah.
还可以用 divided by。
Divided by, yeah, exactly.
So which one do you usually use?
I usually use 2/3.
2/3,
yeah,
the first one.、
Mm-hmm.
对，还是用的第一种还是比较常见。那我就可以说、the facial mask brand I use is also used by 2/3 of my friends.
没错。
就是我用的这个面膜，我三分之二的朋友也在用这个牌子。
Okay, right, now let's try a large fraction. 你知道
20/12。
哎，非常好。
怎么说？
怎么说吗？
我觉得 it's a little bit hard.
It is.
If we have to use the three ways we mentioned just now, it's the first one is 15/20.
Yep.
So hard to pronounce
yeah,
because
15/20.
对 ，20ths 有一个咬舌音，还有一个 s 在里面。20ths。第二种呢，就是 15/20. Will be easier to pronounce.
Much better, yeah.
The last one will be 15/20.
Oh, my clever Mumu. Well done.
Ah, thank you. What about 300/121? 应该怎么读?
Oh gosh, you're testing me now. 121/300, I would say. I can't remember. I wouldn't like to say the first. I never say these type
yeah,
of fractions.
Yeah, because it's...The first, if we use the first way to say this, yeah. fraction is so hard.
Yeah,
123,000. Are we two English teachers?
Are you
British?
Yeah, I know. What's woman's in a bun?
Okay, so much for today's podcast.
Yeah,
we got it wrong.
Yeah, this is maths. This is not English anymore. It's changed.
对，话说回来，其实遇到这种比较大的分数，建议大家用后面两种形式，直接读数字就可以了。分母 121/3 这个分母 300， 或者是121/300， 直接读数字，就不用读这个序数词，这样子呢就会更加的简单一些。
好，拜拜，再见。
好，我们这位数学特别不好的英国人想要快点结束这个话题。Okay, so much for today's podcast. 我是木木，我们下期见，拜拜。感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程，了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。那么早安英文呢还给大家录了一档这个英语口语急救包的新专辑，那么带着大家从衣食住行学习一些地道的口语，大家在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑了。